Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The drug situation in Franklin County continues to worsen. Numbers released today by the Franklin County Coroner's Office show that in the first 4 months of the year, 173 people died of overdoses. That's more than one a day on average. Here to help us understand the numbers is the Franklin County Coroner, Dr. Anahi Ortiz. Hello, Dr. Ortiz.
Good afternoon.
The numbers released today reflect from January 1st to April 30th of this year. What do they show us?
They show a 66% increase from the same period last year of overdose deaths. So we saw 173, I believe it was this year, and last year it was 104 for the same period.
How many of those are related to opioids?
The majority are related to opiates, 78%. Were opiate-related, and the majority of those are fentanyl and or fentanyl analogs.
Last year, you saw 104 deaths in the same period. What's changed from last year to this year?
The fentanyl and all fentanyl analogs.
What makes that so much more dangerous?
They're much more concentrated. It's a more potent type of opiate, and a much smaller amount is needed to cause an overdose as opposed to, say, heroin or morphine.
When do you anticipate the numbers on this going in the other direction?
I couldn't even guess as to if it continues in the same trajectory, we'll see over 500 for the entire year or more. But when will it change and go backwards? I couldn't even begin to guess.
Help us understand if there is a distinction between Franklin County and Ohio writ large. How are we doing compared to the rest of the state?
So the latest that I've seen is, I believe Cuyahoga was seeing a larger number, but recently, I believe Montgomery County has outpaced even maybe Cuyahoga. And we're probably third or fourth in terms of county with the most numbers of overdose deaths. Summit is having a particularly bad time also.
What are you hearing from these other counties when it comes to these overdoses?
Well, they're becoming overwhelmed in terms of resources and what's going on in their communities, and just the coroner's offices in general. They're just overwhelmed with the sheer numbers and inability to keep pace, and obviously even, unfortunately, store decedents. So Cuyahoga, and I don't remember how long ago, I'm going to say at least 6 months ago, if not more, tried to get the governor to declare an emergency statewide, but he did not. And so the latest emails that have been going back and forth is that they want to try again, and they want to possibly get more of the coroners in Ohio together cohesively as one voice, asking for this.
Dr. Anahi Ortiz, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome.